Dr. Fatima Wakil is a postdoctoral fellow with the Health Disparities Research Scholars Program at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She obtained her MPH at the University of South Florida and completed her PhD in public health at UCLA. Her research interest lies in maternal and child health and women's mental health. Her current research focuses on the balance between stress and personal capital during pregnancy as it relates to maternal and child health outcomes.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? Great. Thank you so much for coming today. So as she said, my presentation is on the relationship between partner support and maternal internal resources during pregnancy using findings from the 2007 Los Angeles Mommy and Baby Study, or the LAMB study. And our first author, Rebecca Gay, would have loved to be here, but she is having twins this month, or in November, so she couldn't make it, so I'm here on her behalf. So I'd like to say that I do not have any relationships to disclose. So in this presentation, I'll be going over the background and significance, research question, methods, results, discussion, strengths, potential limitations, and implications of our work. So as we know, several studies, first of all, partner support and internal resources are important personal capital resources that women may garner during pregnancy that help them cope with or decrease their exposure to stress during pregnancy. So several studies have shown how partner support and internal resources, such as self-esteem and mastery, during pregnancy may independently help reduce the risk of adverse maternal and child health outcomes. However, studies have not adequately examined the interrelationship between partner support and internal resources during pregnancy. So therefore, we hypothesize that women who get higher partner support would also be significantly more likely to have higher internal resources during pregnancy. So our research question is, what is the relationship between partner support and maternal internal resources during pregnancy among women living in Los Angeles County? So to answer this question, we used data from the 2007 LAMB study, which was a cross-sectional population-based survey of a stratified random sample of mothers who delivered a live infant in Los Angeles County in 2007. Data was collected via self-administered mail questionnaire with multiple follow-up attempts by telephone and by mail. And the study design and instrument were very similar to the California PRAMS. And finally, our sample size for our current analyses were 4,178 women. So our partner support index, which included had a range of 0 to 6, and it included 6 dichotomous variables encompassing instrumental and emotional support from the baby's father. And these items originated from the Fragile Family Study. So the questions included, did the baby's father do any of the following? Give you money or buy things for you? Help you in other ways, such as taking you to the doctor? Give you emotional support in labor? Visited you and the baby in the hospital after delivery? Wanted to put his name on the baby's birth certificate? And said that he wanted to help raise the child in the coming years. So here is our percentage distribution of scores on our partner support index. And as you can see, about 66% of women actually reported having the highest partner support, so a perfect score of 6, whereas only 3% of women reported having absolutely no partner support. So when you look at the individual partner support items, these are the percentage of women who answered yes to these questions. So as you can see, women were most likely to say that their partner wanted to help raise the baby or visit after delivery, whereas they were least likely to say that the partner wanted to help with their errands and also wanted to put their name on the birth certificate, which was very interesting. So a little bit about our internal resources index. We had a range of 0 to 28. We used a Likert scale, a 5-item Likert scale, with responses ranging from strongly disagree to strongly agree. And so the first component of it was self-esteem, which was measured using the 3-item Rosenberg scale. This had a range of 0 to 12. And self-esteem was defined as a positive or negative orientation towards oneself or an overall evaluation of one's worth or value. And the questions included, I feel that I'm a person of worth, I'm able to do things as well as other people, and on the whole, I feel satisfied with myself. So for the mastery scale, we used the 4-item Perlin mastery scale. And mastery is defined as a belief that one has control over her life. And these questions included, I have little control over the things that happen to me. There's really no way I can solve some of the problems I have. Sometimes I feel like I'm being pushed around in life, and I can do just about anything I put my mind to do. So for the first three items which are starred, we reverse-coded them in order to reflect positive statements as far as our coding. So here are the percentage distribution of scores on the Internal Resources Index, which included both self-esteem and mastery. And as you can see, most women reported moderate to high internal resources, with 4% of women reporting very low internal resources. And then when you look just at self-esteem, you see that 50% of women reported having the highest self-esteem scores. But on the other hand, for mastery, we see that about 44% of women reported having just moderate mastery. So for our data analysis, we use generalized linear regression models to examine the relationship between partner support, the index, and the individual items, we did in different models, and maternal internal resources. So we also looked at their internal resources index and also the self-esteem index and the mastery index separately too. So our first model was unadjusted, and in our second model, we also adjusted for parity, the number of young children in the home, maternal age, race, ethnicity, income, education, and marital status. And our analyses were weighted to account for sampling design and survey non-response. So as you can see here, these are the associations between partner support and maternal internal resources. As you can see, partner support was significantly associated with overall internal resources, self-esteem, and mastery. And as you can also see, partner support had a higher association with mastery than it did with self-esteem, but both of them were significant when you look at the coefficients. And then we looked at the associations between the individual partner support items and the maternal internal resources index. And as you can see, in all of the unadjusted models, all of them were significant. However, in the adjusted models, two of the partner support items became non-significant, including the partner wanting to visit after delivery and also the partner wanting to put his name on the birth certificate. So then what we did was we dug a little deeper and looked at, we did a staged regression in which we looked at what are the covariates accounting for the mediation of the relationship between these two partner support items and internal resources. So our first model, and I think there might be a mistake with the way the model's numbering there, but should be 1 to 4. But our first model is unadjusted. The second model we adjusted for parity, number of children under age 5 or under, and maternal age. The third model we also adjusted for race, ethnicity, and marital status. And then the last model we finally adjusted for income and education. So as you can see, in the third model, adjusting for race, ethnicity, and marital status definitely attenuated the relationship between these items and maternal internal resources. However, then when we also adjusted for income and education, which is basically socioeconomic status, it totally mediated the associations. It became non-significant. So we conclude that partner support was significantly associated with maternal internal resources, both self-esteem and especially mastery. And socioeconomic status mediated the associations between the partner visiting after delivery, putting his name on the birth certificate, and internal resources. And also, we noticed that items that encompass partner support that likely occurred earlier in pregnancy had larger associations with maternal internal resources. So this makes sense because the items such as partner wanting to put his name on the birth certificate and visiting after delivery obviously took place later in pregnancy or after delivery and would have less to do with the development of internal resources during pregnancy. So some of the strengths of our study is that to our knowledge, this is the first maternal and child health study that examined the interrelationship between partner support and maternal internal resources. We were also able to employ a composite index consisting of internal resources that have been associated with a reduced risk of adverse maternal and child health outcomes. And lastly, we were also able to explore the relationships between individual partner support items and maternal internal resources, as well as the role of sociodemographic factors in these relationships. So some of our potential limitations is, first and most importantly, this is a cross-sectional study, so we cannot make any assumptions about causality. Secondly, responses about partner support and internal resources during pregnancy may have been subject to potential recall bias because the data was collected postpartum. And thirdly, the partner support items and the internal resources items were confined to available information in the LAMPS instrument. So for example, three of the partner support items actually included items that occurred either late in pregnancy or after pregnancy. And for internal resources, we could not include other measures such as optimism, which has also been shown to be an important maternal resource. Despite these limitations, we feel that our findings warrant public health and clinical interventions during the preconception and prenatal periods to increase partner support in order to increase maternal internal resources and then potentially improve long-term maternal and child health outcomes. Also, further work is needed to develop more specific and relevant measures that fully capture partner support during the entire pregnancy. And I think the person coming after me might talk a little bit more about that. And then finally, longitudinal research is needed to explore women's partner support and internal resources throughout the life course, especially in preconception and interconception, in order to inform effective clinical and programmatic interventions. So I would like to thank the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health LAM team, who basically administered the study, and the UCLA LAM team, who helped with the development of the study and also the data analyses, and also the Health Disparities Research Scholars Program, who supports my research. Thank you.